6 months ago, the mayor cut short his trip to Italy and entered Brigham and Women's Hospital. As the days dragged into weeks during his stay, for the first time in many years, Bostonians began to imagine what for the past 20 years seemed unimaginable, Boston without Mayor Menino. On July 12, 1993, when then-City Councilman Menino became acting mayor, his political rivals campaigning for the job assumed that he was only acting like a mayor. His detractors dismissed him as inarticulate. He was even saddled with the nickname Mumbles. But in November of 1993, he confounded his rivals by winning a full mayoral term outright.
You heard me say it 100 times during the campaign, I'm not a fancy talker. This is my inaugural address, my first State of the City speech. But what I'd really like to do today is tell you a few simple things from the bottom of my heart, what this moment means in my own personal life, what this moment means for you, the people of Boston, what we can do together to get our city ready for a new century. Tomorrow and next week, I will be laying out the specifics of my government reform initiatives.
At the start of the Menino mayoral reign, most college freshmen today were not yet born. Boston's skyline was not as full as it is today, and the Seaport District was an underused waterfront, not a thriving commercial neighborhood. Development has been the hallmark of Menino's 5 terms in office. New skyscrapers, public housing, expanded bike paths, environmentally friendly building codes, and greener mass transit have all been part of the mayor's development agenda. In a drive down Blue Hill Avenue with Boston Globe columnist Larry Harmon not long ago, it was clear how the city's neighborhoods have changed under Menino.
When Menino came in, one of the first things he pledged was to help redevelop Blue Hill Avenue. And he really just started right down by Dudley and Blue Hill and sort of kind of made his way south of making this a better place. I mean, he's worked very carefully with a lot of the community development corporations to build affordable housing here, good housing.
Some projects, of course, never took off, as evidenced by the massive hole in the ground in downtown Crossing where Filene's used to be. But other development projects have brought hope to areas left behind, including Dudley Station. As mayor, Tom Menino has also dealt with the adverse effects of poverty, joblessness, and violence, and has worked hands-on with police, ministers, banking and housing officials, and youth gang mediators to address these issues.
I know from my own life story how important to a city the feeling of safety is. I promise to dedicate my time as mayor of Boston not only to making you feel safe again, but to making your children feel safe again.
In 2010, the drug-related robbery murders of 3 adults and a 2-year-old in Mattapan left the mayor visibly shaken.
Cowards hide. Let me tell you, Mattapan is strong, and we will not let them hide.
Boston, during Mayor Menino's 20 years in office, has become a more diverse city, racially and class-wise. The latter exemplified both by a burgeoning professional workforce and concomitantly by some of the highest housing rents in the nation. The Boston Occupy movement was a response to income inequality, and initially in September 2011, Mayor Menino was sympathetic. But 3 months later, he moved to remove the Occupy encampment in downtown Dewey Square.
In the interest of public safety, ultimately we had to act. We did so with patience and respect. I also want to recognize the people of Occupy Boston. They shined a much-needed light still needed on the growing economic inequality in this country. In the end, they also acted with restraint. I thank them for that.
Tom Menino as mayor has also been entrusted with trying to rescue Boston from its bitter racial history, still present in the air like the acrid smell of smoke. Luring the National Urban League Conference to the city in 2011 was widely viewed as a correction of the city's racial missteps, or at least a step in the right direction in the view of others. But City Councilor Charles Yancey says that Menino's administration still falls short in some key areas.
Boston City government has a long way to go to be truly reflective of the rich diversity that we have in the city of Boston.
Many a political epithet has been written about mayors who failed to respond adequately to natural disasters. Menino will not be remembered that way. During the blizzard of February 2013, for example, He presided over the cleanup.
I'm happy to report the city so far has weathered the storm well. No major power outages, no severe flooding. We still have a little way to go to get through the rest of the storm. The blizzard warning remains in effect until 1 p.m. today.
But this was just the appearance of a strong presence. The mayor, as you can hear here in his voice, was exhausted and pained. After all, he had spent 2 months in the hospital. An initial diagnosis with blood clots and a severe respiratory infection, and a subsequent discovery of a fractured vertebrae and type 2 diabetes. So in recent weeks, there has been much speculation about whether one of the last big city mayors would run again. Just a few days ago on WGBH's Greater Boston, the mayor seemed to imply that he would.
Yeah, I love being in the neighborhoods of Boston. And, you know, that's why that gives my energy. That gives my vitality. And I just, I've been mayor for 20 years now. And it's really been a very important part of my life.
So the idea of giving it up is...
Giving up is very, it's a question, but do you do it, don't you? I'd like to continue some of the work I've done. I'm not finished yet. There's some things that still have to be done in the city, and we've made a lot of progress on education, but still we have work to do. I'm not going to ever say we finished until every kid gets a quality education in our city, and those are some of the things that I'm caring about. So education is the most important thing.
And with a Boston Globe poll showing the mayor with a nearly 75% approval rating, he would likely have been reelected to a sixth term, pundits believe. But the same poll found Bostonians are concerned about the mayor's health. And whatever spurred the mayor's decision not to run, he leaves a legacy that has made him a star in the eyes of most Bostonians. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.